Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
Expressions. You can find a remedy that's similar to how the body is expressing itself with signs or symptoms. Signs and symptoms is one way of finding a remedy. There is no disease, there is no strong sensitivity, then you might have to lean on the symptoms more. And out of the symptoms, you want to find the symptoms that are inflated. See, when you write symptoms down on a piece of paper, you give them equal weight, or when you repertorize them, depending on the technique, you're giving them all equal weight. Grief is just another symptom, but it's not. It's the cause of all their problems. The head injury is just one symptom repertorized in a group. It's not. It's the cause of all their problems. Depression, headaches, they're on drugs, medication, epilepsy, from the head injury. You have to have a head injury remedy. Forget the symptoms. And then out of that group of head injury remedies, which are the strongest symptoms that match? And you get so you can do it in your head. Every art and skill is that way. You don't see people manipulating their bodies and they keep looking at anatomy charts, they keep doing this and that for 20 years. But you see people repertorizing for 20, 30 years. If we don't learn it, we never learn it. And it's hard to teach it if we don't know it. See? So we get the knowledge in our head. And we can leave home without a, this is what I used to do, without a whole bag of books. And say, okay, we sit in the clinic. And we just say, we're going to study these cases. And everybody would have four or five books out and all open. Materia Medica is repertorizing this and this and that. Now someone I look at a case and say, okay, we're going to give this. Because you know, you diagnose what it is. You have to diagnose what you're treating and what you're doing, else you can't evaluate what the remedy did. Alright? So let's go through this, finish this. Next is etiology. See, it's a lot different than the definition of law of similars. If you find a remedy that fits the cause, then you only need a couple confirmatory symptoms. If you are going to use symptoms, only the strongest ones. Irrelevant if they're peculiar, if they're general, or if they're common. Those are irrelevant concepts in homeopathy. Someone comes into you with chronic fatigue. Classic example. Chronic fatigue syndrome. And what are we taught? We're taught never to use the common general symptoms. That's the whole problem. They're tired. You look in there, there's 1,000 remedies. But we go to the old journals and we say, well, here's the remedies for neurasthenia. Here's 30 remedies. And these remedies have worked for chronic fatigue for the last 200 years. Then we work with that group of remedies. Then as our experience grows, that group will grow. And we have more knowledge in that group. But that group of 30 remedies is already at 90, 95% cure of that disease. Otherwise, you ignore the major symptom, the major state of health in the case, and then you get all these peripheral phenomena. And you're treating their depression, their insomnia, their poor confidence, and everything. But all those are expressions of being tired. If you're tired, you're not as confident. Gelsemium, K-Li-Fos, phosphoric acid, these cure chronic fatigue syndrome. Very little need to look at all the symptoms in the case.